This is a CKTZ News Update. The Cortez Island Community Foundation has been around since 2017 as a concept, but received charitable status in 2021, allowing it to apply for government grants and issue tax receipts to individual donors. Board Chair Mark Spevico says the foundation has come a long way in the past couple of years when it comes to providing money to Cortez Island nonprofit social service organizations. He says in 2022, the foundation raised more than $200,000, most of which has been funneled back into the Cortez community. Spevico points to the launch of the Cortez Island Academy as a central highlight, a program in partnership with the local school district that awards high school credits to students who previously had to be homeschooled or leave the island to attend high school.
Report. So I did back in 2021 and now in 2022, just because I really think it's important for the community to be aware of what we're up to, because our whole focus and reason for existence is to find ways to strengthen our community as a very high-level organization. And so when groups of people got together on Cortez and were looking at where some gaps were in terms of what the island needed, it was brought up a few years back that if there was a type of community foundation set up for Cortez, then the people at that time which wasn't me, thought that would be a great idea and a wonderful addition to the community. I just wanted to start by going a little backwards here, because it makes a difference to see where you came from, to see where you're going. There was a couple false starts with trying to get things going, and which isn't that easy on a small island. There's only so many people that have the time, effort, and energy to contribute to something like this. And obviously some funding is required to get things going. We were effectively able to relaunch the Cortez Island Community Foundation in 2019. It had previously been set up as a BC society in 2017. And so there was a little bit of groundwork laid in those few years up until then. Just looking back, I just wanted people to have a bit of an understanding of what the push was for something like this. Because if we weren't set up as a registered charity that is organized and what I call kind of high level, means that we actually have staff that we work with, we try and engage with other nonprofits on the island and get a really good pulse of what's going on and what's needed, and that helps dictate what direction we're supposed to be going in here. That's a bit of background, and then in terms of this year, I would say that the most important thing that we were able to do was pull together this concept of having some high school credits available on Cortez Island. And that was done mostly through the efforts of Manda and the amount of work that she did to look into the opportunities, what could be done with the current infrastructure. And then we helped put together wrote a couple grants that we applied for. And when we received a large grant from the Department of Fisheries and Oceans, DFO, that helped kickstart us to get to the point that we'd have enough funds to launch this. There was a lot of work done, but that was, I'd say, a huge amount of effort to be able to launch something like that on Cortez this year, 2022, and having that semester end, I believe, in February.
Now, just maybe you could clarify, Mark, the funds that were received from the Department of Fisheries and Oceans, did that help to pay for instructors or curriculum, or how did it actually lay out on the...
So there was a partnership that was set up with some of the funding we received through that, some of the funding we received directly from people within and without the community, direct donations, and the local kind of school board that said that they would provide some infrastructure space. And then we wrapped up whatever we could get a hold of, so to speak, and able to put together this program. On our side, we looked at, is this something that's possible? Can this happen? And how can we be a part of it? And then on top of that, my greatest concern was just to make sure that if you're going to put in this Herculean effort to get to this point, what I don't want to see is it just disappear after one semester. So we wanted to try to make sure that this is something that can be part of Cortez moving forward. So that's the goal with the Cortez Island Academy, for it to be spun off as its own separate society with its own funding and its own directors to steer its own course. So that would be our goal sometime maybe in the next 12 to 24 months.
Uh-huh. So what was the initial funding that the foundation was able to come up with to help seed and get the Cortez Island Academy actually launched?
So I believe the whole program cost around $400,000, and we were able to put together about half that, and then the other half came in, was matched with the efforts of the local school board. So that's, and a big chunk of the $200,000 we raised was from the Department of Fisheries and Oceans. And we have some other money that we're trying to have come in and keep set aside for the Cortez Island Academy so it can, again, just run it as its own entity and be its own thing. So we've got a bank account set up for it. Any donations that we receive for it are specifically held for that cause and set aside. And as soon as it's set up as its own separate society, we'll move that bank account over and the Cortez Island Academy will hopefully be on its way.
Now, another highlight, it looks like, Mark, was the funds that the foundation was able to secure for a local gender initiative or equality or supportive initiatives on Cortez. Can you describe that for us, please?
Yeah. As a member of the Community Foundations of Canada, which is the parent organization for close to 200 community foundations all across Canada, can't say with 100% certainty, but I do believe that we're the smallest of those. So there are certain programs that are made available to us if we are willing to put in the time, effort, and energy. And we looked at that to be one of the programs that we really thought would be a great fit for our organization. And it allowed, by participating in this process, which was maybe a 6 or 7 month process, and re-educating ourselves and getting board members up to speed, that specifically this work was, so our board member, Christina McWilliam, was the one that was able to be the liaison for that specific program. So she went through training, initiatives, all that information was brought back to us, and it helped steer us to be part of this gender equality. By participating through that program, it gave us $40,000 that was able to be granted back out to the community for those specific types of causes. We had our granting panel committee that reviewed applications and I believe has awarded that money, but that process hasn't been fully completed yet. So I think by end of first quarter 2023, those funds will be through the system and out to those local Cortez organizations.
Oh, I see. So the recipients haven't actually received any funding yet.
I believe they've been notified that they were the ones that are to be awarded that funding, and now it's just a process of it moving through to them.
Okay. Are you able to share with us who those organizations are and what they'll be doing?
What I would like to do is suggest that you maybe talk to Christina.
Okay.
Because then she can fill you in a little bit more on the granting process. I do know that money definitely went to the Women's Center on Cortez.
Great. That's helpful, Mark.
Yeah.
And then I noticed, too, another big part of that came late in November was to be included in the Community Services Recovery Fund through the Government of Canada. Can you describe how much money may be coming through for that and what sort of initiatives will be spearheaded with that funding?
Yeah, so that I've got maybe a little more information on because I was involved with that directly. But it was a process that began through the Community Foundations of Canada. They were one arm of distributing those funds. The other two arms were the Red Cross and the United Way. And depending on what those funds were specifically supposed to be targeted to, that became the distribution channel for those funds. I believe that the funds that are specifically coming through our organization that we need to get out to the community are to upgrade processes for the local nonprofits and charities on the island. So those funds could be used to train staff, maybe some new equipment. There's a whole list of things that we'll have a link up for on our website shortly that'll allow people to understand specifically what that program is all about.
Okay, so any of these specific programs, what's the process for either organizations or individuals applying for the funds and then dispersing them?
The funds for that program, which was $100,000, have already been sent sent over to our account. They're held and set aside. They were just sent over a couple days ago. For this particular program, ready to go, applications are going to be open for that shortly. Again, we'll have all the information on our website. And I believe there's about a six-week window. I'm trying to think what the exact date is, but it's somewhere around the middle of January to the end of February, I believe. Six-week window for applications to come in to receive funding for those specific grants. Again, there's a list that we'll have of where we promise that money is going to go to, and then we'll be doing similar to what we did for other things, where we'll be receiving all the proposals. We'll have a granting committee set up. The granting committee typically is one or two people from the board and maybe half a dozen people from the community. And they get together, review the applications, and then make the decisions on specifically where those funds are most needed.
I see. So, Mark, it sounds like if any organizations or individuals, regardless of the specifics around individual grants received or what have you, that the best way is for people just to go to cortezfoundation.ca, and you have all the information there for what's available and how to apply for it.
We will have all that information up shortly. It's our next update, which should happen for the website like within a week or so. All that information will be there, including links to download applications, and there'll be a whole bunch of questions and answers and all the relevant info so people can take a look at that.
Fantastic, Mark. Now, final question. What are you most looking forward to in 2023 when it comes to the Cortez Island Community Foundation?
First of all, getting that money out to the community, having money in the bank that we can get out to the community is the main reason for our existence. So for us to be gifted with a large sum of money to be able to get out to the community is just the most incredible thing. And to be part of that is also just amazing. So definitely looking forward to that process. A lot of things are still new to us. We're a new organization. So going through that process, will even help us understand the community even more, what some of the needs are. And getting that money out is obviously, I'd say, the most important thing that we're doing and also what we're excited about. But at the same time, there's just the work doesn't end. There's lots of needs. There's lots of opportunities. We're trying to keep growing and learning. We're constantly connecting with the other community foundations of Canada. We're seeing how they do things in other communities. Economic development is something that's on our radar this year. So, yeah, there's a lot of work, but you feel like you're being rewarded when you're getting some additional outside support. And so that's also something that I'd like to touch on, just because what we've been able to do with so little funding is really remarkable. And if we can get some additional funding in, then I really feel like we're going to be able to do even more. Yeah, that's where we're at.
Mark, congratulations on just 4 years of this iteration of the Cortez Island Community Foundation. And yeah, congratulations and all the best in year 5 as we march through 2023. Thanks so much for speaking with CKTZ News once again.
Thank you.
Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.